live, and you can bring up anything here toll-free at 855-453. Whether you want to talk about marriage, that was kind of the discussion for the bulk of the show tonight, but also a man with a rifle at the Manchester airport stirred up, well, not much of anything. The police followed him around. He was in the airport for around 45 minutes with a rifle strapped to his back, handing out newspapers, being friendly, smiling, waving at people, and just having a good time. And there were some other activists there with him, including Robert Matthews, one of the newer movers to New Hampshire. He moved from Chicago, actually, which is kind of a big change. He's living in the Manchester area, and he is the newest blogger over at freekeen.com. So I was grateful to have him on board because he's really seems like a real doer as far as creating media. So you can talk about the, you know, the issue of carrying weapons around. In fact, that's kind of where we're going next, to compare and contrast the difference between how a man with a gun is perceived in New Hampshire versus a place like Connecticut.
Now, I know a guy who moved from Connecticut who is somebody who's, you know, just likes guns, right? Like, he's somebody who, I guess, must own a gun or two and just enjoys gun ownership. But, boy, he does not talk very highly of Connecticut, and I've seen some stories. I mean, it's just brutal there, it seems like.
Yeah, well, of course, they just put the legislation through recently that we talked about kind of around the turn of the year, the new year, where they were demanding that people line up, and there were lines that were running very long outside of government offices, like long lines of gun owners who were coming to voluntarily report the ownership of certain firearms to the Connecticut government.
Yeah.
Because of this new restrictions that were passed and kind of the hubbub after the school shooting from over a year ago at this point.
Yeah.
And
Sandy Hook.
Sandy Hook, yeah.
But there have been, you know, there's other school shootings that have gone on around America.
Sure, but that was the real justification for doing it in Connecticut, passing the new laws there. And so, I guess supposedly there have been some people who have not cooperated. They have not turned in their firearms and or registered their firearms with the Connecticut state government. But nonetheless, that's kind of one indicator of how people will freak out in a place like Connecticut about firearms. And in the story we're about to tell you from New Britain, Connecticut, Central Connecticut State University, this one isn't even really about a firearm of any meaningful note. Yeah, the perp in this story does have a BB gun with him, but nothing that you could do any real significant damage with. He also allegedly had a plastic sword, or what is alleged to by others have been a real samurai sword. Don't know what the real story is, but what happened, according to WFSB, is a lockdown of the Central Connecticut State University campus, and they brought in something around 70 police officers, 65, 70 police officers, somewhere in there, to put a stop to this man. Now, this happened back in November of 2013. He's a student on the campus. It was the very beginning of November, so it was right after the Halloween weekend. He had come onto campus still dressed as a ninja, which was his Halloween costume. He apparently had the samurai sword and the BB gun as part of his costume. So that was why he was wearing these things.
Well, the sword makes sense, but I don't know about a BB gun. A real ninja wouldn't carry a BB gun.
He's not really a ninja as much as like a mall ninja, right? Like just some guy dressed up in tactical gear for Halloween, which I've got to say, Halloween was on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a Tuesday?
I believe it was, yeah.
So we're talking about November the 4th.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's really into Halloween. He wanted to kind of stick to
it. He was out
on
a all-weekend bender. I read the same article.
Yeah.
The dude had not been home, and he's in the clothes he was wearing on Tuesday. He's still in the clothes he was wearing on...
He's just in the spirit.
From Thursday. He's some kind of maniac.
Well, that's going to make a good story, you know? I mean, those are the kind of trips that really make a good story later on.
That's what it is. It's a trip.
While CCSU, the Central Connecticut State University officials and its police department are still tallying totals on campus, the New Britain Police Department says its costs, or its efforts, cost more than $13,000, and they think that the suspect in this case, David Kim, should pay that total. So because the police overreacted and sent out literally their entire squad, plus different cops from other areas, they had to bring in police from surrounding towns for this. Because the police reacted in this way, they say they think that this man who wore a Halloween costume to school should be paying for the to foot the bill.
talk about blaming the victim, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, this guy's the victim.
I don't know that I agree necessarily. Now, I'm not sure what this guy should have to pay, but I think that this guy...
The hell should he have to pay anything for? He went to school with allegedly a plastic sword.
Well, you don't know whether the sword was plastic or not.
We don't
have any pictures of the sword. The evidence is not on display. And let me ask you this.
It's alleged that his father said that it was a plastic sword.
Okay. Let me ask you this. If a person has a replica AR-15 that they don't have, that they're not carrying around on their back, they're actually holding it in their hands.
The sword was carried on his back, at least in the picture from the elevator.
Let's not forget that there was a handgun on his hip.
I don't know where the gun
is. It's a hip. Yes, okay. That's where it's at. So it's a BB gun, and I've got one of these BB guns, and you can't tell the difference unless you're looking right down the barrel of this thing, whether or not this is it's a 45 or a BB gun, or a .22.
So why weren't you a moment ago advocating for Liberty Carrots to pay the cost of the police response? Are you saying that anybody who shows up with a gun somewhere should pay the cost if the police freak out?
Nope. I think that if you go to a place where it is sort of, this is a state place, and guns are outlawed.
So is the airport.
Yep. The guns are outlawed, like basically in Connecticut, and certainly at their universities. Now, I don't know, but this guy's got to be responsible. Do you believe in peace, freedom, and personal responsibility? Because this guy was acting in an extraordinarily irresponsible fashion. He's wearing his clothes from Thursday, his Halloween outfit that he wore the whole bender, a replica firearm, and apparently a ninja sword. And he comes into school. Yeah, I can see why school considers that to be a threat.
What do you think, Marcus? Is Mark overreacting here, like the police?
Well, I think Mark's just trying to bring a balanced viewpoint, a different viewpoint, right? To say, like, look, if somebody shows up at a school that, you know, that's dressed in a different way and they're carrying what seems to be weapons, that's cause for concern for people. And I would agree that...
Is it cause for 70 police to come out?
No. If it was a replica AR-15 and he had a balaclava on, now he's only a step shy of this, Ian. He's got a ninja sword on his back. Yeah. He's carrying a firearm on his hip. Now, he's not a real firearm, but it might as well be as far as they're concerned. I mean, if he's skulking, if he's, you know, hiding behind corners and, you know, running from corner to corner with an AR-15 with a balaclava on, is he then responsible for his actions for the police being called out?
Well, if you're brandishing a weapon, then that's
one thing. Well, is there anything that he can do that he should be responsible for?
Yeah, like
for
how about
police?
Threatening someone?
I'm not done for the police coming out. Is there anything he can
do? How about actually threatening someone?
Okay.
Rather than having a costume on and walking around with a sword.
But do you understand how...
On strapped to his back.
Yep. Do you understand how the laws in a particular place can affect what a threat is like there? See, in Connecticut, no one expects to see a civilian, especially one dressed like a mall ninja.
So what you're saying is if you live in Connecticut, you should be against what this guy did. But if you're in New Hampshire, you should be okay with it.
In New Hampshire, because the laws to some extent create culture. And because our culture here is a more of a gun culture.
So you are excusing the police.
It's kind of funny. Well, what are you, am I excusing?
Are you excusing the police for their behavior in this case?
Well, I don't know.
What's an appropriate response? If you think this guy was out of line,
I saw the police and how they did the lockdown and how they treated students in this lockdown, and I didn't like what I saw.
Okay.
However, I think that some of that responsibility falls on Mr. Kim here and his...
So he's responsible for how the police reacted?
That's
ridiculous.
Some of the responsibility falls on Mr. Kim.
How much should he have to pay for?
I don't know exactly, and I think that's an excellent question.
Well, let's find out what you think.
But I think
you want to share that with
us. He's not sitting in a jail cell.
855, I think it's probably because he got bailed out. 855-450-FREE. We'll get to the details on the story here because we've only been sort of talking about the generics. 855-450-3733. He has pleaded not guilty in this case, by the way. That's a recent development to the story. There's more coming up. You can take control and share your thoughts to the police.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to chime in, especially if you want to add to the discussion about this college student who is facing charges for bringing an allegedly plastic sword. Some are alleging it was a real sword. Also BB gun, apparently. Maybe a knife to school as part of his Halloween costume. They went after him with dozens of officers, some uniformed, some SWAT team, some ununiformed. They really brought in every cop they could for this. And there's a very kind of scary video, which I just posted to our social media, Facebook, Google+, Twitter. You're welcome to take a look. It's one student's perspective going from being in his dorm room, just hanging out, to fatigue-wearing police, presumably, coming into his dorm room and holding people at gunpoint, demanding they leave the room, going down the stairwell, several flights on each flight.
They were holding them at gunpoint. They like Bushmasters, and they were holding these guys at gunpoint. It's not like it would be the first time that somebody's been accidentally shot. And I really think this is... I don't like this part about the whole police state we've moved into.
And when they're ushering them out, as Ian was just saying, I mean, as they're going down the stairs, there's a, you know, there's a guy at like
every level.
There's like 60 cops. Yeah.
So we can get back into that. You're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE.
So imagine being able to spend your bitcoins with a credit card through a completely decentralized non-bank system. This would be phenomenal, and this is what's going to – this idea, whether it's mybtc.cc or not, is the idea that is going to bring bitcoins really into the meat space. This is what's going to change it for everybody. The thing that's wonderful about mybtc.cc, their Bitcoin credit card, is that – they're not going through banks. There's no centralization with it. There's very little trust involved in their system. So this is essentially the Bitcoin of credit cards, too. It's decentralized like Bitcoins are. And that's the reason I'm behind mybtc.cc. That's the reason that I ordered my credit card. And that's the reason if you've got a business, you know, just anybody, I recommend ordering their credit card. But if you've got a business, I recommend, you know, just do the reprogramming that it takes to get your swipe card to take these mybtc.cc credit cards. And then you could be the first one in your area to accept Bitcoins through credit card. I think this is going to be the wave of the future for Bitcoins in, you know, this year, the end of this year, beginning of next. That's when this is going to really take off, and you could be at the start of it. MyBTC.cc, get involved in the Indiegogo campaign like I have.
All right, so you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. We've got more details on this story, but let's go first to Jerry in West Virginia. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WVTS.
Good day.
Hey there.
West Virginia has a open carry law. You can carry a gun anywhere within reason,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's in the open.
Generally, the open carry laws do not apply on college campuses in most places. I don't know what it's like in West Virginia.
No. He's a moron. You know, you go to extreme things are going to happen.
It does seem like an extreme thing.
You don't think that the police response in this case, calling in 70 officers, going room to room, searching, holding people at gunpoint.
They don't know exactly what happened. All they've got is a guy.
Investigate. Do some police work. Try to learn something.
That's what they did. That's what they did at Columbine, and people were being shot on the inside.
That's not true. What the hell are you talking about?
They were standing out in the parking lot trying to ascertain as to what was going on.
They were standing in the parking lot because they're cowards.
If somebody had Columbine inside but had a gun to begin with, all that could have been stopped.
That's certainly true. I agree with you there, Jerry. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I did, but you took my mind off of it. But, the response was a little overly. They could have sent two officers down to investigate, and if they didn't back up, call.
That's right. They could have investigated a call of a man with a gun on campus rather than doing a room-to-room search and holding everybody at gunpoint, bringing the Bearcat in, rolling in every single troop cop from around the area. Thank you, Jerry, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. The officers at Columbine stood outside because there were men with with guns inside the school shooting people, and they didn't want to get shot because officer safety is paramount. So they stood and hid behind trees and trucks and things like that, waited until the kids killed themselves, then finally eventually went in and cleared the place. So that's what happened in Columbine. It had absolutely nothing to do with what was happening at this school. No one had been shot. No one had been menaced in any way. There were some calls. Let me get to the story from WFSB.com. CCSU officials and the police specifically are saying that the suspect in this case, David Kim, should pay for what the police did, their overreaction. Kim, who is no longer a CCSU student, went to a Halloween party at the University of Connecticut where he dressed as a ninja during the weekend of November 2nd. However, Kim did not bring a change of clothes with him and took a bus back to the campus, still wearing his ninja costume on November 4th. Police said Kim was running on campus shortly after he got off the bus. He told the police he was late for a class, so he had decided to run to it. Some students became alarmed and called police about a suspicious person with what appeared to be a gun and a sword. Recently released 911 calls show that people even followed Kim as he proceeded on his way to James Hall, where he lived. Calls caused school officials to declare a campus-wide emergency, where students and staff were told to shelter in place, lock doors, and stay away from the windows. Police said they used a security footage and information from a card swipe system to identify Kim. They then conducted a floor-by-floor search of James Hall. Nearly 3.5 hours later, the all-clear was given. Students and staff were then free to move about the campus. State police sent 70 men and women to that initial call, where they were joining local officers from West Hartford, Newington, and New Britain. So I'm sorry, it was 70 state police plus officers from West Hartford, Newington, and New Britain. So I'm going to guess at least 100 officers in total. The state police helicopter was flown out for this, as well as the Federal Bureau of Investigation has swarmed the 182-acre campus to ensure the students' safety, even though not one person was threatened or harmed in any way.
Now, I'm gonna say that likely that this overreaction is due in part to the awareness of these other school shootings that have happened.
Yeah, I mean, that seems obvious.
That is what this overreaction about. It's not about the call. It's about these other school shootings that have happened, and they're like, look, we don't want to be the ones who underreact, so we're going to overreact. And that, I think, is what this is about.
Yeah, I don't think that the, And this is what you're referring to here, sort of the general culture of the nation or a particular place. So, for one, you're talking about Connecticut, which is much closer to Sandy. This place being much closer to Sandy Hook than we are, or most of the people listening. When we were kids, we ran around with guns, and they looked as realistic as they possibly could be. But this kid isn't a kid; he's a college student, and he happens to be the age that a lot of shooters might be.
Well, let's come back and we can talk more about the cultural aspect of this here in a moment, because that's been touched on a couple times. We haven't really dug into it. Plus, a little bit more about what actually happened and what's happening next.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the police, in my opinion, overreacting to a college student who was dressed up for Halloween. He stayed in costume due to partying on the weekend, came back to school, hadn't gone home, still was wearing his costume, which included what is described by the mainstream media as a samurai sword, described by the police as that. His father allegedly said this was a plastic sword. He did apparently have a BB gun on him, maybe a knife as well. Not all those details are too clear. This did happen back in November of 2013. The case is still working. There was an update in late February where the young man, David Kim, who actually happens to be a son of the of one of the CCSU professors there.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem.
At this campus. It's the Central Connecticut State University. So he's got these weapons or alleged weapons on him and wasn't threatening anybody. He was just walking around. He was running to class at one point.
Running to class.
I mean, in all honesty, there's nothing wrong with having a weapon. And there's nothing wrong with having a weapon at school.
There are rules against it, though, on college campuses.
And laws against it in Connecticut.
I understand that, but I mean, just from a moral perspective, I don't see that there's a problem. I know when I was in college, there was a BB pistol going around the floor, and people were using it to shoot little darts at a dartboard.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah. And you can see how the world's changed. I agree with you that a person has the right to protect their life. And they have the right to build tools.
Yeah.
And they have the right to do business with people. So therefore, a person has a right to purchase a tool to protect themselves with. And I don't have any, from a philosophical standpoint, I don't have any disagreement with that. However, I do have a problem with essentially private property, which many people can, you know, when you think of public property, it's administered by individuals, and it's basically private property owned by the government, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it is today. They've got rules, and if you don't abide by those rules, bad things are going to happen. This guy was what seems like was in a state where he was making poor judgments, or he was just so busy he wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah.
But he went onto a school dressed in tactical gear, running with what appeared to be a firearm in his hip and a sword, which has killed more people than handguns, by the way, a ninja sword on his back.
You mean like historically?
Historically.
Well, it's been around longer, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's had a lot of time. Swords are deadly, though. That's what I'm saying about he's carrying a katana here, and it's a deadly thing.
So I are baseball bats, though.
I can cleave you like halfway through the middle.
Can you?
With a katana, yeah, absolutely. I've seen guys on...
No, but can you?
I think I can. If you hold still.
All right. So let me give you a little bit more about the story, and then your calls and your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. The police are saying this man, this young man, the college student, should be paying the costs of the police's overreaction. Remember, they flew in the state police helicopter called Trooper One, and they also brought in at least one Bearcat. You can actually see the Bearcat in this video when the college student makes it down however many flights of stairs and then goes outside. The Bearcat is there. The state police sent 70 men to the scene, plus officers were there from West Hartford, Newington, and New Britain. So lots of officers on the scene, SWAT teams with military fatigues. Anyway, West Hartford police costs capped off at just a few hundred dollars, but state police told Eyewitness News, WFSB.com, here the source, that the approximate overtime amounts and fuel for Trooper 1 is $4,500. If you were a New Britain police officer working that day, it was all hands on deck, New Britain Police Chief James Wardwell said. All were deployed in one capacity or another. We called our next shift in early to cover the streets. The New Britain Police Department estimates its total cost was $13,000 after 62 officers responded. It also cost $5,300 in overtime, $4,600 in straight time, and $2,500 accrued through the Criminal Investigation Division. Wardwell said the young man responsible for the offense should be the one paying these costs. He said, "We're asking the court to request reimbursement to the city on our behalf." Kim was arrested and charged with breach of peace. Kim was arrested the next day.
That isn't much.
And then charged again the next day with first-degree criminal trespass because he was informed not to return to campus until meeting with CCSU officials. So apparently he was arrested the day of, told not to go back to campus, and then did, and then charged with criminal trespass at that point.
Okay.
The New Britain state attorney said they can't comment on the police department request because the case is still open in criminal court. Kim did not comment at that time to the media, and there is an update on the case. We'll give you that here in a moment. But first, we go to you and your thoughts. Jim Bob is calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Marcus and Mark. Hey, Jim Bob.
Hi. Howdy.
Hey, Jim Bob. You're on the air.
To call 45 malt liquor shop down, Miss Fine Away at you. Hey, I think we all can agree with the authorities overreacted, and I think that the commander of those 70 officers or whatever, how many precincts chiefs there are involved, should all be put under suspension for acting stupidly. Just as the kid, who, like one of your hosts mentioned, is entirely correct, nobody knew that was a BB gun. And everybody had in their right mind would have even thought it might be a real gun because, as we know, there are young 20-something-year-old kids that go to school sometimes and do unload firearms at school to the detriment of civil society. So my point is that kid should be kicked out of school. He should certainly – a $4,500 fine sounds reasonable. They shouldn't have to fine sit by 70.
Let me ask you this. What if the school this is what I'm coming up with on my own. Let me ask you this, if this is acceptable to you. If the school handles the punishment and this kid has to do, I don't know, the equivalent of knocking out erasers every day for the rest of the school year.
Right on the chalkboard, I will not bring samurai swords.
That's busy work. The fact is, erasers do need to be knocked out. I don't think there's any point in just wasting somebody's time, but he caused a lot of problems for people, and I do think that there's some kind of restitution that can be made.
He didn't cause any problem, Mark. Stop blaming the victim. All he did was bring
a victim.
He brought a costume to school. The people who caused the problems were the police by shutting down the entire school.
If anything, wait a second. May I weigh in here? Because I've heard that he's not a victim. He's the proximate cause of the whole incident in itself. He's stupid. You should actually have to, like, if I drove my car into a road overflowing with water in, like, Arizona where I live, where there's flat roads and then there's dips in the roads and then we have flash flooding. If I drive my car in there and get stuck, that's a criminal offense for being stupid. This kid is getting off easy. He's lucky he didn't get shot, for one thing, and he's 100% responsible for the incident.
Blaming the victim, Jim Bob.
Like I said, the cops should be in trouble, too. The cops that were in charge of sending out 70 officers, they should be in trouble, too, for being stupid. They shouldn't even...
So wait, who's responsible for the 70 officers coming out? Are you saying it was the student or the police?
I'm blaming two groups of people, the commanding officer in charge and the kid for being
What would you
stupid.
Have seen happen? Well, if you were in charge of the, if you were the commanding officer, what would you have done?
Well, if I were the mayor of the city, I'd fire the commander-in-chief of the police.
That's not what I asked. What would you do if you were the commanding officer?
I react appropriately to a kid on campus with a gun. And, certainly
and what is an appropriate reaction?
Certainly, a small band of cops, armed warriors. What do you call them? Armed warriors. Yeah, of course they have to go to the campus. But sending 70 officers is outrageous. But then the kid.
I kind of agree with what Jim Bob's saying. I mean, I think this was a complete overreaction. But at the same time, I mean, you know, if there's a report of somebody with a gun at the school, send cops out. I mean, you're not going to not send cops to where there's a guy with a gun at the school. I mean, the cops don't know. They're just getting the call from somebody.
Jim Bob, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
I think in hindsight that it would have been really great if two police officers had gone down after him, but they didn't know that this was a guy in a Halloween outfit. And I think that that's really the problem here.
They also didn't have any evidence that anything violent was happening.
No, they didn't, but you do have somebody who's of the age of a shooter with a gun running on a campus, mm-hmm. and I think that
So are you making excuses for them calling out this many people?
I think that that's too many people, Ian, but I mean...
Should they call the helicopter in?
I can see why they do this thing, because it's...
Sure, they want to make the overtime. 855-450-FREE. They want to look like heroes, like they were doing something for someone, but no one needed this response. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network, along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations, walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there. We have a Bitcoin tip jar for those of you who would like to contribute Bitcoin to Free Talk Live, to our operations here. You can do that by dropping your Bitcoins in over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a little Bitcoin widget there that you can use, or you can just copy our address and use that if you prefer that. But if you've got blockchain.info, it makes it easy to send and receive Bitcoins, send them to wherever you want, anywhere around the world, and receive them from all around the world at next to zero cost. I mean, it doesn't cost very much money to send a Bitcoin transaction. You can send it for less than a penny in some cases over at blockchain.info. But the wallet itself is free, and all the great tools at blockchain are also free, like the ability to... Well, I guess I should clarify. If you're going to send Bitcoins anonymously, there is a fee involved with that at blockchain.info. But if you want to search through the blockchain, if you want to learn about Bitcoin transactions and how, you know, where they're going, and there's so much info at blockchain.info.
Blockchain.info is great for this. I mean, you can really, you can see the biggest transactions that have happened. They have different lists that they link to, actually. It's really interesting to look at. You know, it's within a certain amount of time, they give you, like, you know, the most recent transactions you can always see, but you can see the largest ones. It's just a lot of fun. There's a bunch of other ones I don't recall what they are, but it is a lot of fun to go look at.
And their Bitcoin wallet, it's free, and it's secure as well. The FBI, the NSA, even blockchain themselves do not have access to the money in your wallet because it is encrypted in your browser. So go and get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. Before we continue with your calls about the school shooter, I want to give you the update in the case. This was published February 27th this year. The young man, David Kim, he's 21. He was charged after going on a campus, the college campus that he was a student at, in a Halloween costume, wearing a sword. It's alleged to be, by the police, a real sword, and then by others that it was a fake sword. He also supposedly had a BB gun on him and a tactical knife, according to the police documents. He has pleaded not guilty in this case as of, again, the end of February, so about a month ago. This is the most recent update in this I could find, so obviously his trial date is scheduled out probably a few months. he was charged with breach of peace for this incident. Now, I went and I looked to see, well, what is breach of peace in Connecticut? Breach of peace is a Class B misdemeanor. So if he was so dangerous and carrying weapons was such a violation, he wasn't even charged with having a weapon. There wasn't even any sort of weapons-related charge that they brought against him here. So apparently, maybe it's not illegal to have a samurai sword on a college campus. Maybe it's just a violation of the school
rules. No, it's probably a firearm.
He didn't have a firearm with him. Right, he had a BB gun.
Right, that's what I understand. He had a BB gun that looked like a firearm, and that's the reason for the call. Consider for a second, Ian, the samurai sword is really incidental in this situation. That it's somebody running across campus mm-hmm. with a handgun strapped to their leg that might be the problem. That might be
all
the
I'm
thing.
Saying is he wasn't charged with any kind of weapons-related
offense.
That's
because he didn't have a firearm.
So the other thing you might want to know about the breach of the peace ordinance or statutes here is really easy to get this charge. You can get a breach of the peace charge in Connecticut for being in a public place and using abusive or obscene language or even making an obscene gesture. That's wow. what we're talking about here. The number one, so that was number five of the list. And number one is engaging in fighting or in violent, tumultuous, or threatening behavior in a public place. They're going to have a hard time proving that he was engaging in threatening behavior. He wasn't brandishing the weapons. He was just running to class. Number two, assaults or strikes another. Three, threatens to commit any crime against another person or another person's property. Four, publicly exhibits, distributes, posts up, or advertises any offensive, indecent, or abusive matter concerning any person. Five, I already read to you about the obscene language. And then six, creates a public and hazardous or physically offensive condition by any act which such person is not licensed or privileged to do. So maybe that would be it. Like, he wasn't privileged to be on campus with
a katana and a fake gun.
With these things. But either way, he's going for not guilty. He's not taking the plea deal at this point. So
they got to prove it in a court of law. I've got no problem with that. It needs to be proven. But I think that the punishment should probably be an on-campus issue.
Right. I mean, they want to charge him with all this money to pay for all the cops and the helicopter. I mean, you know, if they have some type of rule that says if there's a ninja involved, send out the helicopter, you know, he probably didn't know that.
Let's go to Brian. He's in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. And I tend to agree that the gentleman should not be charged anything other than for what crimes he's committed, because they did pretty much overreact.
Yeah.
They deployed all those forces. Now, with people's cell phones and everything, you've got something else which is called a red herring, which what if that person was out there to distract, got all the forces offline, and somebody at another institution or everything did real damage?
Sure. Oh, it's easy to throw the police off. Absolutely.
And so that's part of what the commander earns the dollars for, is he's supposed to be able to make these mental decisions, send X number of people at this point. And at this point, for damage control, he should get a lot of the college kids into the auditorium, and he should apologize, number one. But then again, he should explain himself as to why he did what he did.
I agree. He should be apologizing to these kids because, you know, well, they're not kids, these young adults. I mean, they were, you know,
held at gunpoint.
Yeah, it was
terrible. They were held at gunpoint.
Forced
anything
from their
could
rooms.
Have happened. If one of these SWAT team members would have accidentally pulled a trigger, and it's happened.
Oh, they ran into the room going, hands up!
Hands! They're doing that, and I mean, people could have died. Would right. the guy with the gun be responsible then? And I don't think so. How many steps removed is he responsible for the comet that hits, Antarctica? I don't think so.
No. Hey, but Brian, thanks. Go ahead.
I do believe that somebody that cries fire in a movie theater should it should pay a penance or a price. Just as it, but if I saw a kid doing that, or no, I'm sorry, a young adult, I've got a daughter in college, doing that on a college campus, I would start looking for where the keg party is.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Travis. He's in West Virginia listening to WVTS. Hey, Travis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Hey, on the full shooter thing, or lack of. I don't know if it's been brought up yet, but I mean, these police officers is probably overdone, but they would have been hailed if it would have gone the other way, if the young adult, you know, would have actually had a weapon and just hadn't discharged it yet.
No, oh, no, hold on, Travis. They are being hailed. Let me clarify something. They are being hailed by the commenters on the news articles and the YouTube videos, the Reddit discussion. People think the police were just great in this situation. Oh, look how nice they were to those kids. They were helping them out, and they just thought the people who were commenting on these stories, a lot of them just thought the police were just great holding these kids at gunpoint.
Yeah, I just wonder how the conversation that you've been having past few minutes with everybody would have went if you would have actually had a live firearm there.
Well, I think I would be saying that I would. I think the conversation would be that, boy, it's a shame that firearms aren't allowed on campus, because if firearms were allowed on campus, then the police response probably wouldn't have been necessary in the first place.
There are colleges in this country that firearms are allowed on campus. I think that part of the problem here with the whole kerfuffle is that this is a campus near Sandy Hook where it's illegal to have a firearm, and I think that people are just sort of hyper-vigilant.
No, Mark, this would happen anywhere. And thanks, Travis, for the call tonight. It happened in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, anywhere near Sandy Hook. And the incident I'm going to tell you about happened, I believe, before Sandy Hook. There was a man who walked into the woods in an apartment building. He had had an argument with his girlfriend. He had a gun. It's not illegal in New Hampshire to have a gun. And he's walking out of the parking lot into the woods behind the building. This was in the vicinity of a high school, so people freaked out. The police came down on this just like they did in this situation. They brought in sheriffs. They brought in cops. They brought in state police from all across the state. They brought in the state police helicopter. The same old stuff. It's an excuse to spend a bunch of money. It's an excuse to use their toys, bring out the Bearcat, bring out the helicopters. That's what it's all about. Nobody really thought the school was in danger. I don't believe that for a moment, at least not in the Keene case. Let's go to Shauna in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Shauna.
Hi. Well, where I live, it's in, southern Utah. And so I actually had two comments. I wanted to comment on your marriage thing, too, because...
You've got time for one comment, because you literally have the last 30 seconds right now. And if you want to call about marriage, call tomorrow night.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say, here in Utah, our teachers are allowed to conceal carry. Almost everybody can conceal carry, and you can open carry. So while the guy is a complete idiot, because here he probably would have been shot, I don't think you should have to pay for anything, because they way overreacted.
Absolutely, Shauna, I'm with you.
Here where there was a...
Do me a favor, call tomorrow night. We can talk more about marriage at that time. Call in the beginning of the show, though, that way we can definitely get you on and give you enough time to actually get your thoughts out. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And Marcus, thanks for coming in as always. BrainlessTales.com. Go and check out more of what Marcus does every single day, putting out fresh new comics for your entertainment. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4 inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22 month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog, and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.